Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bubba and Yart Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church. The NBC TV program, The Voice, you guys have heard about it. I'm sure we've mentioned it on this program. Well, it's just an extraordinary thing that for, almost a year and a half now, we've had Be a Voice for Brady. And the website is even avoiceforbrady.com. And that's our Amendment 67. Vote yes in November on Amendment 67 statewide in Colorado about little Brady Cervic, who was killed by a drunk driver from Denver, and that Brady was a person. Every child in the womb is a person. Well, it turns out that Colorado Right to Life is having a concert for Be a Voice for Brady with talent straight off NBC's The Voice TV program. This is three of their entertainers, three of their singers, Ryan White Maloney, Noah Liss, and Biff Gore, will be here in Denver at the Church in the City, October 11th. That's a Saturday night, 7 o'clock, $35 a ticket. And what an honor that we have by telephone joining us today. We have Biff Gore, who was on The Voice. And Biff, our family loved your appearances on The Voice. Thank you for doing all that.
Oh, Bob, thank you so much for having me. And it's an honor to be on your show. I've actually been a fan of yours for, going on 18 years.
Oh, my. With,
your original campaign, Do Right, or Face the Consequences. Yeah.
I remember all that, those great days.
Yes, you even had a television show back in the day.
Yeah, so. We did.
And then we've been friends for quite a while, and I've really appreciated our friendship. And it's a real friendship because we get to dialogue about different things, and we even get to talk about hard stuff like quality of life and morality and issues of life, like the Brady Amendment, which is going to be monumental. And I'm just praying to the Lord that we get it to pass.
Yes, what an opportunity we have in Colorado for Christians to stand up, go to the plate, and knock this one out of the park, because it's such a simple question. Are these children persons? You know, Biff, a few of us went to Seattle and took a science cruise to Alaska last couple weeks. And in Seattle, they're taking signatures for a petition to recognize marine mammals as persons. Marine mammals. There are,
how absurd is that?
There are atheists around the world who are trying to recognize apes as persons, but almost to a person, they will deny that the baby in the womb is a person, like Cory Gardner right now is denying that the baby in the womb. He's rejecting the personhood amendment, which is such a tragedy. But so, Biff, the audience, they might remember, we haven't said it yet on today's program, that you are also the president of Colorado Right to Life.
Ta-da. Yes, I am.
That's just such a thrill. Now, when you were invited to be a participant on The Voice, NBC's The Voice TV program, did they know you were the president of Colorado Right to Life?
Well, I had to mention it because they do a thorough background check on every single person that comes on that show.
Wow.
And they don't want any loose cannons or crazy people on there.
Well,
so
for example, you might have a skinhead who has an excellent voice.
That's right.
It's possible. I've never seen it, but it's possible.
Yeah. Well,
So they wouldn't want that.
No, they wouldn't. As a matter of fact, when I was at the executive level round, when you go and you audition for the NBC execs, there was a guy who auditioned right before me who did a great job, but they checked out all his stuff. They looked at his website and they looked at his Facebook page, and they said, "Hey, you have stuff on here that's anti-government, that's anti this and that." And they just basically uninvited him from the process.
Now that was, do you think we could talk about the process for a bit? Because when you've shared this at the Colorado Right to Life board meetings, I was fascinated. I would go home and tell Cheryl and the kids what you went through to appear on this program. So how did it begin? Could you tell us the story?
Yes, I was crawling down the street through a mud hole. No, I'm joking. Well, I was at an event, and someone from The Voice heard me sing. And they said, "Hey, would you be interested in auditioning for the show?" As a matter of fact, it was Mark Burnett himself.
Wow,
when they were out here promoting the Bible series, which was on the Discovery Channel.
Yeah, and I think our family loved that. I know that some Christians criticized it, but, you know, people criticize everything at any moment. But
they do.
We were just so thankful that Hollywood produced a series that was honoring to the Scriptures.
Amen.
And many people came to the Lord through that series and through the movie.
Yes, that's correct.
We loved it.
Yeah, my pastor just so happened to be one of the executive producers for the show, Bob Belts. I go to Highline Community Church here in Centennial.
Yeah,
and
Biff, you're a worship leader there, right?
I am. I'm on the pastoral staff here.
You're the worship leader. By the way, if people tell us the part of town you guys are in, I've been at your church, but tell us what part of town, because people might be interested in, if they want great worship in a great church, they could come by and visit, maybe this Sunday. So where is Highline?
We meet at, our building is at Hamden and Colorado Boulevard, just south of Hamden on Colorado Boulevard. And we meet in the old Colorado Community Inglewood campus building. Our services are at 10:15, and we would welcome anyone who would show up.
That would just be great. If anybody does show up, please go up to Biff. They can't miss you, Biff. Your image will be in our ads for the concert, Be a Voice for Brady, sponsored by Colorado Right to Life. But they won't be able to miss you anyway.
That's right.
The worship leader at the church. And Biff, before you continue with the story, Mark Burnett, we had an associate producer, Bob and Yurt Live, some years ago, went out to Hollywood and had a face-to-face meeting with Mark Burnett, proposing a show. And I thought it was a fine and interesting thing to do. It was our associate producer's idea, and I'll tell you what it was. And he passed on it, but it was pretty amazing that, I could give her name, Michelle, that Michelle actually got the meeting with Burnett. I mean, that was extraordinary, just that. But here's what she proposed. She said there's this Christian radio show in Denver, Colorado for, 15, 20 years. And the host also does marriage counseling. And marriage counseling is among the most extraordinary and intense human experiences when the marriage is in crisis. You know, we've had people from across the country. They'll fly in to try to save their marriage. And she said, if you guys did a show with marriage counseling, of course, the husband and wife would have to agree, it would be the most dynamic thing on television from a conservative Christian perspective, like Duck Dynasty and all. When you have real conservative Christian perspective, millions of people are interested. And so that was the pitch, but he turned it down. But anyway, that's a small connection we have to Mark Burnett.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, real interesting. And I think there's a lot of couples that are glad that he turned it down.
Yeah, they don't want to hear the truth.
Well, hey, so Biff, so what happened? You were invited to audition.
Yes. What happened was I sang at this event where we brought in all these pastors from all over the Colorado to come and pre-screen the Bible series just to get interest in it and have their churches, increase or pique interest in people wanting to watch, having an interest in watching the show. And then at the end, Mr. Burnett said, "Have you ever thought about auditioning for The Voice?" And I said, "No." And he said, "Why?" And I said, "Because it's a beauty contest and I'm old." And he goes, "That doesn't matter. You have an incredible voice." And so I didn't think anything else about it. And then he wrote and said, if I was interested to just send a video in. So I sent in a video, and one of the talent people really enjoyed my video, and they said, "Would you be interested in doing a second audition?" So I came in, I went in for a second audition. I flew out to Los Angeles.
Now, Biff, before that point, how many people try to audition for The Voice?
The season that I auditioned for, there were over, I want to say, there were over 100,000 people that had auditioned.
100,000 people sending in their tapes.
Well, that actually stood out outside of stadiums and sent in videotapes and all that good stuff.
Oh, my. That's right. Yeah. They had a national talent search.
That's right.
So 100,000 people. So then at this stage now, how many people are at the level that you were at, where you now go
well,
in?
They whittled it down to about 400, 450 people.
Oh,
and then they do another, they whittle it down again to about 100, 115, 120 people that actually get ready, you know, that are in queue for the blind audition. But you have to go through, I mean, it's like three or four different auditions before you even get an opportunity to get ready for the blind audition. Mm. And thank the Lord I was able to make it through each one of those.
Yeah, I recall, Biff, during those months when we thought, all right, Biff is one of 100,000, and Biff is one of 450. Biff is one of 100. And then you end up on the show. We have the time, so keep stepping us through. So what happened then?
So then, you know, you make it through what they call the executive round, and then you're sequestered out in California, and you get ready for the day when you're going to go. You never meet the coaches. There's, you know, you don't know what day you're actually going to go, but they keep you sequestered in a hotel, and the whole time you're there, you're basically getting ready for the actual blind audition, and they give you all the tools that you need. I mean, they have they just have the most incredible musicians. You get to rehearse with the band, because, you know, I think it would be unfair to if they just threw you out there to sing.
Yeah.
This show is really professionally done.
Right.
There's no, you know, you don't, it's not like American Idol where you have some buffoons come on there and people just make fun of people.
Right.
One of the things I really enjoyed about it is one of the people who I interviewed with said, this one thing you can be made sure of, and that is you will never, ever be humiliated on the show. Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you, I've been through several rounds on the show. And no one that I knew of got humiliated while they were there. It was just amazing.
Well, that is neat. So then, all right. So you're stepping us through, and there are parts of the story that I'll mention if you don't. But keep going.
Okay. So the entire time you're there, you get to meet all these incredible people, and everyone is just as anxious as you are. And I think one of the reasons why I went was because the Lord just, I was the oldest contestant there. And I honestly believe that I was there to make a difference in people's lives for the kingdom of God, by preaching and proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ to all the contestants who were there.
We had Bible
studies every week. We had church service every Sunday.
Yeah, you're saying every week and every Sunday. You were there for a long time.
Yes, altogether I was there about 3 months.
We had we had so many board meetings, and it's like, where's the president? Where's the president?
Yeah, well, you and I thanked you for covering for me while I was gone. You and the rest of the board. We just had an incredible. We have an incredible board at Colorado Right to Life.
Susan Sutherland and
Goodness,
Wade.
Susan is she's golden.
Yeah,
and
the
Darryl.
Whole crew, all the everybody who works.
That's right, and Dee and
yeah.
Oh my goodness! We have an incredible board, and you know, my church actually sent me out as a missionary to the mission. It was really a mission field, and so it was an incredible time. And I met so many wonderful people and made so many great friendships on the show. I mean, actually had a couple of the people on the show call me and said, "Hey, I'm engaged now. Will you marry me and my fiance?"
Wow!
And I said, "Sure, let's do it."
Oh, wow! So Biff, then I guess we get to the part where we saw it first broadcast, and you were singing, but the judges are not facing you.
Their back is turned to you. You sing your song, and then you hope that one coach will turn around.
Yeah, right. We were rooting for a judge, one of the four. We call them judges, but they're coaches, right?
Yeah, they're coaches, yeah.
So,
and that's the difference between that show and, say, you know, American Idol or some of the other shows, because they actually because you're on their team and they want you to win.
So if they turn around, they're saying, I want to be his coach.
Exactly. So, and when they turn around, a light lights up on their chair that says, I want you.
Wow. So, Biff, tell the audience what happened as you sang.
Well, let me tell you what happened the day before. I mean, you're very anxious in this process because you don't know. Everything is so unknown. You don't, in the back of your mind, you're like, am I good enough to measure up to, you know, is this, you want to be pleasing to the Lord. And I would say, as I prayed and as I had just an army of people, including yourself and our board and my church, the Lord just put on my heart this passage, Isaiah 26:3, that says, he will keep in perfect peace those whose mind is stayed on him, for he trusts in him, for he is the rock of his salvation. Mm. And I really, that was my bedrock while I was there.
Wow.
Because, first of all, it's hard to be in a situation like that and preach the gospel, because there are people who just didn't want to hear it.
Sure.
And then, but to be steadfast in that and to be resolute in it, the Lord had to give me a special unction of the Holy Spirit.
Wow.
Secondly, you know, you're thinking about being a performer. I just began to pray, Lord, help me to be excellent. And selfishly, Lord, I would love to have some chairs turn around. if not just one, I ask for four, because, you know, I want to be clear in what I ask the Lord for. And so as I was there the night before, I just kept praying and praying and praying and saying, Lord, just help me to stay focused on you. So the day of, as you see me walking out on that stage, it is quiet as quiet can be. You could hear a mouse scratching a cotton ball. That's how quiet it was in there. And as I'm walking out, I'm just praying, Lord, help me hit that first note. Help me hit the first note. Help me hit the first note. And as I get out on the stage, I'm meditating on Isaiah 26:3, and then the music starts, and the rest of it is a blur to me. That first note came out, and then next thing I know, I'm talking. I got four chairs turned around, and the coaches are talking to me and asking me, "Where are you from, man?" You know, and like I said, it was a blur.
Yeah, and
but you just you.
Biff, you and they didn't all turn around at once, but one turned around and we're all cheering, and another turns around and another. All four, and then they're talking to you, and you get to share with them that you're the worship leader at my church. And I remember one gal, I don't recall their names, I apologize
Shakira.
For that, but she said, I forget exactly what she said to you, and you said, oh, I've got my beautiful wife is back at home, we're having a baby, and one of the other guys said, did I hear you right? Did you just turn down a date with, you know, so-and-so? It was just so encouraging, Biff. It was so great. Your wife had to be as proud of you as could be. But we should continue with the story because they're part of it.
They are. And she, Marilyn, my wife's Marilyn, she was beaming with pride when she heard that, because, you know, everyone just kept saying, well, what if Shakira turns around for you? I'm like, she's a woman just like everyone else, you know.
Yeah.
And my wife, the woman that God gave me, my rib, was at home, and I just wanted to honor her. I wanted to honor my family, and it'd be kind of hypocritical to have, you know, you do this walk-up interview, and you talk about your family and being a family man, and then all of a sudden you abandon all that because somebody who wants you to be on their team just gives you some empty words. And
right.
I just wanted to honor my family and honor my wife.
Wow.
And put my family first.
Well, it's so right. It's so appropriate. It's what should be so very normal in Hollywood and everywhere else. But thank you, Biff, for being the one to do that. So you made it through that initial appearance, and then there are battle rounds and all. Could you tell us what happened next?
Yes. So anyway, after the blonde audition, you go back into this room, and there's Carson Daly, and he's standing in there with my brother. And as the interview is over and the cameras are off, he looks at me and he says, Biff, man, he says, this is great. Now that you've gotten through the blind auditions, your wife can have that baby. And I had to stay in L.A. until that Friday. That was a Monday when that happened. That Friday, And by the way, let me share this with you. So they've taped the blind auditions over several days.
Yeah.
And I was a little, I really wanted to just get it over with. I wanted to go on Sunday, but the Lord had a different plan, and I was able to preach, and the message that he put on my heart is how to deal with disappointment. Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you, by the end of the week, there were so many people who didn't make it, didn't, you know, 120 people, only 48 people make it through.
Wow.
And the ones who didn't make it through, they came, the of those who came to that last worship service that we had, they all, to a person, said, thank you for sharing that, because that helped us as we made our
sure.
We had to make decisions about how we were going to deal with the disappointment.
Right.
And so that was a God moment, if you could say that.
Yeah.
In that process.
Wow.
So anyway, the next morning, my wife goes into labor. And we didn't have any kind of communication. They took my phone, and then if you called the hotel, they would have. I mean, my wife obviously knew where I was.
Yeah.
But she was looking for me to let me know she was in labor, and the hotel wouldn't let her get through to me. And then she finally called the production office, and so I was able to FaceTime her for my sixth child's birth, and so that was pretty incredible and surreal.
Mm.
During that time, you know, I had several roommates. One of my roommates who's actually coming out for the concert is Ryan White Maloney, and that dude is incredible. Him and then another kid named Noah Liss.
Noah Liss.
These guys are going to blow your socks off, Colorado. They can sing. They are excellent musicians, and they love the Lord. That's what's really amazing about them. Ryan, who, you know, he looks like this gruff rocker on the outside.
Right.
He's got all these crazy tattoos. This guy is probably one of the most incredible musicians, and we had some great times together. I mean, we cried together, we prayed together. He was one of the guys that I recruited to help lead worship every Sunday. Same with Noah Liss. And ultimately, what you walk away with, Bob, is this is a television show.
Mm-hmm.
You stick together for as long as you can, and you just do what you need to do to mentally get through. For me, it was staying rooted and grounded in the Lord. And
then, Biff, how far did you get? You got through a battle round, right?
I got through two battle rounds,
if
I can say it like that. So I battled a guy named T.J. Wilkins, who's another incredible vocalist. We sang Ain't Too Proud to Beg, and we had an incredible amount of fun. And he's 20 years my younger, my junior, and so I battled one of the younger people on the show, and then I got to battle. My second battle was epic. I battled a woman named Sassandra, who was actually Celine Dion's vocal director for 5 world tours, and
Whoa.
Then she sang with Cirque du Soleil for 10 years.
Whoa!
And I mean, she was a beast. And then what I said on TV was, if you're going to be the best, you got to beat the best.
Yeah.
And I felt like I did really well against her. I felt like I won.
Oh,
but it's a television show.
Yeah,
and,
sure. And they needed a gal to continue at that point, but she was great.
Yeah, she was.
She was just extraordinary. So, and so Biff, now these guys, Ryan White Maloney, Noah Liss, and Biff Gore, will be performing at Colorado Right to Life's concert, Be a Voice for Brady, Saturday night, October 11th at Church in the City in Denver. This is an extraordinary event. And so folks will be able to get tickets from Colorado Right to Life. And, of course, the proceeds will go to help the fight for Brady and for every unborn child, that these kids are persons made in God's image.
Yes, yes, yes. It's going to be an incredible night of music and worship and whatever you. We have a lot in store, and it's going to, like I said, it's going to be a dynamic evening, and the proceeds will, 100% of the proceeds will go to benefit Colorado Right to Life and their efforts to end the slaughter of the unborn in Colorado.
And hopefully that'll
catch on, and the rest of the country
will
wake up.
Amen, Biff. And that's another thing about Ryan White Maloney and Noah Liss, is their commitment and their willingness to help, seeing this as a benefit for unborn children. Because the staff at Colorado Right to Life, the officers, the spokespeople, the board, they don't get paid. This is a labor of love for the innocent and for the Lord.
That's right.
And just as you, as the president, you've been serving all this time. And Biff, thank you for that, for all you've done. So we're almost out of time. We got a minute. You went to see a movie last night. I'm envious because
I went and saw an incredible movie last night. It was done by Walden Media. I actually got invited by the chairman of Walden Media, Mr. Anschutz himself. And this movie is called The Giver. If you get an opportunity, please go see it. It is an incredible movie that has a pro-life, an absolute pro-life message in it.
But now, could I just say, the movie basically, it's like people who have, they've taken their emotions away from them.
They have. And then, so they deaden their conscience.
Yeah. And so death doesn't really mean much to them. It's a mainstream movie, but it has this powerful message in it.
Yeah, they have this clever way of saying that the people are going to this great beyond, as if they're going to another country, like in one of the other fantasy movies where the people go to the second world.
Oh, like Narnia, the Narnia movies, like Walden Media has produced. Yeah.
Yeah. But this movie was really riveting, and one of the things that it just shows how one person can make a difference in the lives of many.
Oh, wow.
And so I would encourage you all out there to be a voice and let your voice be heard, and don't be ashamed to speak out for those who don't have a voice for themselves. Mm-hmm. And don't be ashamed to speak out on behalf of the Lord Jesus Christ, because God honors those who honor him.
Wow. Biff Gore, what a thrill to have you on the show, Biff. And, hey, we can't wait for this concert to see you and your friends singing at Church in the City October 11th. We all got to mark that date and make sure we're available to be there. Thank you so much, Biff.
Thank you, Bob. Bob, I really appreciate you. And here's my promise to you. In a couple of weeks, I can have all of my friends I can have those two guys actually on the show with me.
Whoa.
We could do a three-way tag team.
Well, Biff, if you could come in studio and co-host, and then they'll be on the line. What a show. That'll be great. Let's do it.
That'd be great. We'll even get them to sing a little bit.
Okay. Just not do right and risk the consequences.
That's right. Thanks,
That's
Bob.
Tony Funderburk's gig. Thank you, Biff Gore. Boy, what a thrill to have Biff on the show. So we have that date circled on our calendar. I hope you do, too. Saturday, October 11th, our website, kgov.com.